Do you remember some things that were back in the 70s hot selling items in the grocery store that maybe faded away or fads?
One of the things I remember that actually didn't fade away, but it was a specialty item that became a mainstream item, and that was Perrier water. Back in the 60s, I remember people would pay a great deal of money for bottled water. And I always thought that was a little crazy, you know, because we had Spavanol water coming out of the tap. It was wonderful.
Right.
And I thought, what are you paying this money for this water? But right. We were selling it. So, you know, I'm in business to sell product. Still, it hadn't really taken off. So Perrier water hit the market, and it was a carbonated water and bottled in France. And we were doing very well with that water. Gradually, it got to the point where today you can walk in a Quick Trip and buy Perrier. It's everywhere. That was one scenario. To go back to what you asked me about something being a flash in the pan, there were many things like that. For so many years in the 50s and 60s, we just had a set amount of products. You had certain kinds of Nabisco crackers and certain coffees and a few cereals, just for years and years and years. And then all of a sudden, you had this explosion of new products, all these companies trying to get an edge on the other one. That made it very difficult. And some of these products, through advertising and through promotion and through couponing, would take off, and then they'd fizzle out. And it made it hard on the retailers, because we were constantly having to shift gears.
Mm-hmm. You know, your clientele for where it was there, 21st and in Utica Square, was a very wealthy clientele. Is that fair?
Yes, that's fair. I think especially in the earlier years, that was more true than today.
Really? In 2016, so that's changed. Not necessarily the wealth there that used to be, is that true?
I think that the market changed, and in Tulsa, Oklahoma today, you have a better educated, more diverse consumer base of food products. You know, we had school teachers shop with us and they liked the products.
Mm-hmm.
So they weren't the wealthiest people in town, but they liked the products. And mm-hmm. So our customer mix changed a little bit. But yes, in the old days, we were more of what they call a carriage trade operation.
Mm-hmm. When you talked about Perrier, were you like maybe one of the first stores to have Perrier?
I think we probably were the first one.
Okay, and so that's what made it so special.
There were many products like that. We'd be the first one. Then all of a sudden, maybe not all of a sudden, but gradually, they would penetrate the market and everyone would end up with that product.
But you got the first blush on it.
And then we'd move on to another specialty product.
You had a distributor, I suppose, or somebody who said, this is hot stuff.
Right, that's right. We had distributors, some on the East Coast, that we were buying from, and they would obviously educate us and say, this is something hot, you guys need this.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd go to food shows and see product and buy it.
Today we have specialty stores. We're going to talk about Whole Foods. We have Trader Joe's that's now in town. All these stores. You were the first specialty store in town.
You know, you're right, John, and we've talked about that a lot in thinking back about the history of our company. We didn't know how good we had it. Like back in the 70s and the 80s, we were the only game in town for specialty foods. Gradually, that began to change, and now, I mean, the competition is just staggering. And you mentioned a couple of the major players there, both national companies. And they're very tough to compete with.
Right. Now, Reacher's, the biggest locally owned chain, I suppose, coming out of Tahlequah. And I'm not sure when they came on the Tulsa scene, they were always in the rural markets.
Yes.
And I don't know if you have a sense of when they came in, but now they are very much part of this town. But that was a different competition for you, wasn't it? I mean, they weren't a specialty store.
They are not a specialty store, but they're an excellent operation, and they were tough competitors, too. A very good meat program. Jeff and his people have really taken that company to a new level, and they're a major player now in Tulsa.
His father would be proud, Larry. We used to see him up at his store at Langley, Larry, and then he'd be on television. Remember those commercials?
Oh, I remember the commercials.
Playing.
Everybody thought they were horrible commercials, but right. They worked.
They did. Everybody. He played the trombone, I think, maybe, and they had some other instruments there. And so Reesher's, and I don't know what other chain stores we have, because some of them, Albertsons and all, they're all gone, many of them.
Most all of them are gone. Of course, Walmart is the major player today in the grocery business with the superstores, the neighborhood markets. But you still have Warehouse Market, and they're an interesting operation, and they've been successful over the years in their niche.
Let's name some of your employees that had worked for you for a long time, and how long did they work there?
We have been blessed, John, over the years to have some wonderful people work for us, and that really is the reason for the longevity and the success of our company. And I think of men like Herschel Whitworth, longtime manager. He came back and started working for my grandfathers at the end of World War II. He had been in the Navy, just a kid. He ended up working with us into the 90s. Jim Legere, one of our store managers who'd been with us a long time. Howard Gillihan ran our meat department. He had been trained by my grandfather as a meat cutter, great meat cutter, very good with the customers. We had a longtime cashier, Ella Mae Morris. If we had added up the dollars that she had checked through her cash register, it would be staggering. Customers liked her because she knew everybody's name and was a loyal employee to the company. Another guy, Harold Eddington, who's retired, he lives in a small home over near Tulsa Country Club. He was the quintessential courtesy clerk. And we were talking about him the other day. He was a very polite, courtly gentleman, carried out groceries. And we kept trying to promote him, and he wouldn't take promotions. And I finally figured out why. He was making so much money in tips out on the parking lot. And he told me one day, he said, "I appreciate it, Mr. Petty, but I just can't afford to take the promotion." I said, "Well, okay, stay where you are."
Yeah.
And I can remember I'd be driving up to the store, like coming back from lunch or something, and I would see him walking across the lot, and he'd be sticking a green bill into his pocket almost every single time.
Yeah, a likable personality.
Yeah, and he was great.
Yeah.
Customers loved him.
So you would say without those people as backbone, we would have had a really tough time.
Absolutely. I mean, that was the key to our company, is getting good people, and that's tough to do.
It's interesting about a grocery store because it's a meeting place. We see our neighbors, and if it weren't for a grocery store, you may not see the friends as often. The only time we just bump into them, and you have conversations. Some people could look at the grocery store. I remember I met so-and-so in certain aisle at Petty's or some other grocery store. It really is that meeting place. And when that meeting place is closed, there's a whole gap in the lives of people.
Well, you're right. And I think with our store, that was even more true than maybe some of the supermarkets. Many of my customers knew each other, and they'd carry on long conversations on the produce aisle or whatever about what their kids were doing or the latest trip they'd taken or whatever. That was a big part of our business.
Yeah. Might have been some marriages started there in your store. Somebody bumped into somebody and they became married.
Yes. In fact, I used to have employees say to me, young men who would come to work there, "The women who shop here are so beautiful." So yeah, that probably happened.